Thank you and good morning. Humboldt State University will host 3 graduation ceremonies in the Redwood Bowl tomorrow, with the first, the College of Professional Studies, to kick things off at 8:30 a.m. That will be followed by the College of Arts and Humanities and Social Sciences at noon and the College of Natural Resources at 3 o'clock. The events will all be streamed online, and more than 1,700 students will participate in the ceremonies, with a total of 2,300 graduates to be awarded degrees or credentials. Pacific Gas and Electric has been given the go-ahead to raise utility rates by 1.1%. The Public Utilities Commission approved the rate for gas and electric service hikes yesterday. The average utility bill for a household in California is about $165 per month, a number well below the national average of $174. The rate increase is expected to generate about $1.5 billion over the next 3 years. County Public Works will spend some Measure Z revenue as it begins roadwork projects in McKinleyville and Willow Creek next week. Motorists should expect delays and detours, and the work in Willow Creek begins Tuesday, with resurfacing scheduled for 2 days. Country Club Road, Patterson Road, and Bigfoot Avenue will all be impacted. Next Thursday and Friday, work in McKinleyville will be performed on Railroad and Washington Avenues and Stevens Way. Humboldt Bay Fire will hold a live fire training session tomorrow at a residence scheduled to be demolished in the 5600 block of Humboldt Hill Road. The live fire training will generate smoke, and it's used to familiarize personnel with the conditions they will face at a fire scene, and it allows them to train on fire suppression techniques in a working environment. Fire crews will be on scene throughout the day. Training begins at 8 a.m. The next time you make a trip to Oregon and take the time to eat, ask your server for some Marion Berry pie for dessert. On Tuesday, the Oregon legislature approved a House resolution that designates Marion Berry pie as the official pie of the state of Oregon. The Marion Berry is an indigenous blackberry developed through coordination with the USDA and Oregon State University in the 1950s, and it's a nearly seedless crossbreed of the Chehalem and Olali blackberries. In Arcata, city officials want residents and visitors to add their input to discussions surrounding parking restrictions at 2-hour and 4-hour metered spaces and city-owned lots. Arcata will host 2 public meetings, the first scheduled for next Tuesday, with a second scheduled for June 20th, both at City Hall starting at 4:30. For more information, contact the City of Arcata. Jordan Christmas has news from Eureka.
The Eureka City Council will hold a public hearing next Tuesday in its council chambers as they discuss the adoption of proposed water rate increases. The rate increases would be partly specific to sewer utility, largely due to the need to meet new regulatory requirements imposed by the state on the Elk River Regional Sewer Treatment Facility. The public hearing will be held at 6 p.m.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Protesters gathered outside the county courthouse yesterday demanding justice for Josiah Lawson, who was stabbed to death at a party on April 15th. The protests began last week after Judge Dale Reinholdson ruled there was insufficient evidence to hold over 23-year-old Kyle Zellner, who had been arrested in connection with Lawson's death, for trial. District Attorney Maggie Fleming spoke about the process that led to Judge Reinholdson's ruling on Talk Shop yesterday, beginning with arraignment and finishing with the preliminary hearing.
When someone is arrested, we have 48 hours to make a determination whether or not we have sufficient evidence to charge them. And then at arraignment, that person has the right to say, I demand my preliminary hearing within 10 court days. And this individual did not waive time, so obviously we went to preliminary hearing very rapidly. The case is still unfolding. It's still under investigation.
Fleming said that the information investigators gathered at the time of the incident, including interviews with potential witnesses, had changed by the time the preliminary hearing was underway, something that happens regularly, and that once the judge heard all the evidence, he made his ruling.
The preliminary hearing purpose is for a judge to determine if there's sufficient evidence to charge the named person and sufficient evidence for those specific charge or charges. That was the determination made, that no, there was not sufficient evidence to say this person should be held for trial.
You can listen to the full interview with DA Maggie Fleming by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.